The Amber Mynear, written by Jonathan Pruitt. Narrated by Sheremy Lee. To Loss, a stern but very gifted teacher. And on the precipice of calamity, when humanity's twilight nears, the Mynears will be our beacons of hope for a withering world. In them we must trust, for imagination and discovery are our only hopes. An excerpt from the Mynear Conclave Charter. Prologue. Chessa caressed the puckered scar on her side and recoiled. Her mind wandered again. Though self-training like hers required one to maintain their focus, in that moment, she could not suppress a smile. It was a day to celebrate, after all, to let herself feel what happiness she could, so long as it didn't interfere with the task at hand. Her dark hair, cut short to accentuate her jawline, sat lacquered into wavelets pinned against her scalp and adorned with delta pearls. She clicked her nails against her marble tub perch. The window nearby provided few clues as to how long her mind had wandered. It remained dark out, chilly, and the sky was slathered with low-lying clouds that discouraged any hope of moonlight.
A dark night for dark deeds,
she chuckled. Chessa stole a glance at herself in the standing mirror across the bathing chamber. Her slight frame and ageless features were displayed to full advantage in her robes. Though the fabric hung loose around her legs, arms, and neckline, a gray sash was cinched around her waist to accentuate her modest breasts. The important parts remained featured, despite the middling fabric. One often needed to dull the lily to execute one's plans. In a life that was rarely her own, Chessa embraced herself in that moment. But her moment of quiet celebration was interrupted too soon by a soft spewing, like a breaching wail, followed by a gurgle. She looked down into the steaming water at the naked man submerged there. Liam's nose pierced the water's surface and sucked in a breath before he slid back into his watery tomb. The generous veins upon his arms stood out, as though he were still struggling against an unseen force binding him. One side of Chess's mouth quirked up. The many days he'd spent sculpting his virile physique would soon enough be wasted. He arched his back with a gentle thud. The movement sent his body up to the water surface like a sad, suffocating fish flopping through gelatin. Just before his nostrils breached the surface, Chessa pressed a finger to the tip of his nose with a throaty sigh, pushing him back to the bottom of the tub. Liam's leafy green eyes opened wide. Their gazes met, and the tension in his body relented. A trail of bubbles escaped his mouth in an aqueous sigh of defeat. He'd been a brute in life and a powerful adversary to many scholars. His perfect bone structure, imposing stature, and easy likability had made leadership an effortless inevitability. Staring down at him, Chessa wondered if Liam had ever worked hard for anything in his life. Men of privilege, like him, so rarely ever did. No doubt he had never suspected his end would come at the hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?